Aleluja. Slava Bogu. Želim svima dobrodošlicu. I evo, došli smo do ovog trenutka da opet možemo biti zajedno na ovom mestu i da budemo oko reči Božje. Amen. Aleluja. God bless you. I want to welcome everyone here and we came to this moment that we can be again together at this place around the word of God, and I want to welcome everybody here around the word of God. Ovo nam je već sedmi ili osmi čak puta, čini mi se, i tako da smo zahvalni Bogu da uvek nam Bog otvori vrata i da mogućnosti da iz godine u godinu dođemo i budemo zajedno blagoslovljeni kroz reč Božju. Puno je bilo napora, vaših žrtava, molitava, i evo i sada jedna žrtva da dođete, jel da? I Bog je to sigurno sve video i svi oni koji su možda se žrtvovali, možda i nisu svi vidljivi, ali Bog sve vidi, Bog sve zna. Ja želim da istaknem da mi to jako cenimo, naročito kad organizujemo kamp, i mi smo zahvalni Bogu za sve to što je do sada bilo. So I want to say that we are very thankful and grateful to the Lord that we are here about 7th or 8th time until now we made these camps, and many sacrifices were made to have these meetings, and even maybe you're somewhere in the background, but God is seeing everything you have done for this, and even the prayers and many things the people put in to have this meeting, so we appreciate everything you have done, and we want to thank you and thank our Lord Jesus for everything. Tako da, jednostavno, ovo je početak, možda dok se ne uhodamo, za neke ovo možda i prvi put da budu na ovakvom kampu, oko reči Božje, neke stvari dok se ne naučimo morat ćemo malo da se istrpimo, ali već neke stvari znamo. Želimo dati mjesta Svetom Duhu kroz proslavljanje. Želimo da Sveti Duh osjeća tu slobodu među nama, u našim srcima, kroz pevanje, kroz molitvu i kroz propovedanu reč. I tako mi imamo našu braću tu koji će propovedati, jel da? I mi smo ovdje da povlačimo reč Božju. I to je ono što će sigurno uticati da reč bude propovedana na način kako nama treba. Amen. I želimo svi dati svoj doprinos. Amen. Aleluja. So we are here to hear the word of God, and we have our brothers, ministering brothers here, and we are thankful for them that they come. And they will preach the word, and we will pull from the word, but we want to just show the Holy Spirit that we are ready, and that the Holy Spirit will have the liberty to influence upon us, so we can receive everything we need and we can worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's our intention even tonight. Tako da, eto, ja sam zahvalan, naš brat Ron Peterson se odazvao pozivu i tu su još i neka druga braća koja će propovedati. I mi verujemo da će sve biti u jednom duhu za slavu Božju, za izgradnju tela Hristovog. Amen. To je ono što želimo. I ima još nekih tehničkih stvari koje bi trebao da kažem pre nego što uđemo u proslavljanje, i htio bi jednostavno da vas podsjetim neke jednostavne stvari koje možda već i znate, ali opet, znači, imamo službe ujutru i poslijepodne. Ujutru su službe u 10 sati, znači zatišje neko koje imamo je od 9:30, pa do 10 sati se pripremamo za propovedanu reč, a isto tako posle podne htjeli bi da imamo službe od 4:30, tako da pola sata ranije, od 4 ako bismo mogli doći, da pripremimo atmosferu i da od 4:30 krenemo sa proslavljanjem i dalje sa propovedanom rečju, da bi onda jednostavno mogli crpeti maksimalno ono što Bog ima za nas. Obroci koje će biti služeni ovdje, znači od 8 sati imamo doručak, od 13 časova imamo ručak, i od, ja mislim da je od 19.30 da je večera. tako nekako imamo neku obavezu da ispoštujemo i te termine i da na vreme namjestimo stolove, razmjestimo, da nekako poštujemo i osoblje koje tu i trudi se isto tako da nama usluži. I ponekad ako negdje vidite da nešto treba, nemojte čekati da vam neko kaže, pokušajte uskočiti i sve će ići mnogo lakše, mnogo brže. I ako vidite da neko od braća ima probleme ili bilo šta u čemu, jednostavno pokušajte pomoći, jer svi smo tu za istu svrhu. Amen? To je ono što sam htio da kažem. Tako, pokušajmo ispoštovati neki red, jer naučili smo da nered ponekad ometa Svetog Duha, da, kroz reč Božju. Želimo nekako da ispoštujemo to što nas je i Sveti Duh naučio kroz svog glasnika u ovom dobu. Ja verujem da razumete šta želim da kažem. Amen? So I just want to thank again, say thank you again to the brothers, ministering brothers, Brother Ron Peterson. He responded to the invitation and other brothers. And we appreciate that they came and they will minister with the word. But also some technical things I want to say just before we worship and pray and hear the word, that it's necessary to say that we will have here the meetings as well as we take our meals, and we have breakfast at 8 o'clock and lunch at 1 o'clock and dinner at 7:30. So the services will be at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we are used to come one half an hour earlier before. So 9:30, it would be good to be here to prepare the atmosphere for the Word of God and the worship. And also afternoon, the service will be at 4:30. So at 4 o'clock, it would be good if you can come easily and be here in prayer and also in expectation, because we learned that also some things considering some order are very important for the preached word. So I believe you understand, and you will have everything you can put in to help to just keep some order and help the ministering brothers to express and release the word of God by the Holy Spirit. So for many it may be the first time to be here, and we want to respect even everybody who is working and serving us as the bride of Christ, even with the meals or anything. So just have a great respect, and if you see somebody is in any need, just don't wait to that somebody will call your name, but just help if is some necessary. And we trust that we will be as one body and one spirit, and we will just receive the same from the preached word and this fellowship we will have at this camp. So that's just for an introduction. Some other things we will say as the service will go on. But if you have some additional questions, we have some faithful brothers here, like this brother behind there, our deacon, Brother Jan, and other brother Jan. So Jan Petras, I don't see him now. And even to me, if you have some questions or any difficulty or anything you need, just ask them, and I believe they will help you. Tako kažem, za neke dodatne stvari još ćemo u nastavku službi i uopšte cijelog kampa vas obavestiti, da ne bi uzeo sad puno vremena. Imamo neku vernu braću koju ste već upoznali, brata Janka Lerta, brata Janka Petraša. Oni će pomoći, dati informacije ili čak i poslužiti sa nečim. Isto tako ja, ako budem mogao, znači svi radimo na tome da imamo maksimalni blagoslov i užitak u svemu ovome kada smo ovdje. Tako, ja bih htio sada da službu slavljenja preuzme brat Paljko, i jednostavno služba će ići tim tokom. Danas će propovedati brat Dušan Toman iz Češke, i jednostavno verujte da ono što ste tražili, što čekate od Boga, Bog će odgovoriti kroz propovedanu reč. So I will give the worship service now into the hands of our brother Paul, and he will lead the worship. service, and after that, Brother Dušan Toman from Czech Republic will minister with the Lord. So believe that everything you expect from the Lord will come through the preached word, and you will be blessed and receive anything you need. May God bless you, and let's worship the Lord. Amen. But
Thank you. Hvala ti Gospode što si nas okupio ovdje, veliki je blagoslov i čast biti večeras ovdje u prisutnju toga duha, svetoga Gospode. Budi ovdje, blagoslovi ovaj skup Gospode, blagoslovi one koji nisu ovdje, koji će to gledati naknadno. Blagoslovi brata propovednika kroz koga ćemo čuti tvoju reč. Neka ta reč uđe u naša srca, neka ukloni naše umove, naša razmišljanja. Mi želimo da razmišljamo tvojim razumom, Gospode, mi želimo da imamo tvoju veru. Budi sa nama svo vrijeme, Gospode, ovoga kampa i blagoslovi ovo veče, Gospode, molimo te u drago Isusovo ime.
Amen.
Sve što želim ja je da slavim te, Gospode. Celim biće svojim da dajem ti čast.
Sve što želim ja je da slavim te.
So
evening to everyone.
Dobar večer svima.
We are happy that we can be gathered around the Word of God.
Zahvalni smo što možemo biti okupljeni oko reči Božije.
You can sit down for a moment.
Možete sesti za kratko.
I am glad that I can be together with you here.
Zahvalan sam što mogu biti zajedno sa vama ovde.
But it was not my purpose to come here and preach.
Ali nisam došao sa svrhom da propovedam.
I wanted to come and have fellowship with you.
Ja sam hteo doći i da imam samo zajedništvo sa vama.
I believe there are much more better preachers here than I am.
Verujem da ima mnogo boljih propovednika nego što sam ja.
But brother Janko told me if I will preach one meeting here and sermon.
Brat Janko me zamolio da bih hteo jednu službu da propovedam.
And I told him, okay, but not the first one. And when I came, he told me, yeah, now Friday evening you will preach. So it's the time for me to nearly go to bed. So I hope I will not get to sleep. But I hope you will not also. So it's good to be around the Word of God. You know, we don't have some new message. We believe that the last one already came. And that's why we are here. To really recognize that that was the last message. You know, sometimes people have a problem, what is the Word of God?
Znate, ponekad ljudi imaju problema sa tim, šta je reč Božja?
They can recognize this is the Word of God.
Oni mogu prepoznati, ovo je reč Božja.
But is this the Word of God also?
Da li je i ovo reč Božja također?
Oh, some of them have a problem.
Pa neki od njih imaju problema.
They can believe that that's what the prophet preached for us.
Oni mogu vjerovati da ono što je prorok propovedao za nas.
But they cannot put it together that's the Word of God.
Ali ne mogu to spojiti zajedno da je to u stvari reč Božja.
You know, for some of them this is revelation and this is Word of God.
Znate, za neke ljude ovo je otkrivenje, a ovo je reč Božja.
But if this is revelation,
ali ako je ovo otkrivenje,
and you can read it and learn it,
i vi možete to čitati i naučiti,
then blood and body can reveal it to you.
Onda u stvari krv i telo ti to mogu otkriti.
But Jesus told to Peter,
ali Isus je rekao Petru,
blood and body didn't reveal it to you who I am.
Krv i telo ti to nisu otkrili ko ja jesam.
So it's not possible to give a revelation one to the other.
Tako nije moguće dati otkrivenje jedan drugome.
Only God can give revelation.
Samo Bog može dati otkrivenje.
But when we are gathered together,
ali kada smo skupljeni zajedno,
and we want to speak about the message he gave us,
i mi želimo govoriti o poruci koju nam je on dao,
and maybe we don't understand something,
i možda neke stvari ne razumemo,
like the two disciples which was walking to Emmaus,
kao dva učenika koja su išla za Emmaus,
but Jesus himself came there,
ali Isus sam je došao do njih,
and we believe,
i mi verujemo,
if we will stay in that message for this day,
ostati u toj poruci za ovaj dan,
then Jesus is coming,
onda će Isus doći,
to reveal to you
da nam otkrije
what really he is in this last time.
Šta je on stvarno u ovom posljednjem vremenu?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
It's hard to start.
Teško je početi.
Because I didn't know what to preach, what word to take to preach on.
Jer u stvari nisam znao koju reč da uzmem, na koju bi propovedao.
But like my wife used to tell me,
ali kao što moja žena ima običaj da mi kaže,
don't think that if you don't tell it, that they will not know.
Nemoj misliti da ako ti to ne kažeš, da oni neće znati.
So I believe that God himself, by some other tools, can reveal what he wants to reveal.
Ja verujem da Bog ne nekim drugim alatima može vama otkriti ono što ja stvari želim da kažem.
But I want to start with some short portion.
Ali želim početi sa jednim kratkim pismom.
So let us stand now.
Hajde da ustanemo.
Let's take our Bibles in John chapter 6.
Možemo otvoriti u Jovanovom evanđelju u 6. glavi.
Thank you. And verse 35.
I 35 stih u 6. glavi Jovanovog evanđelja.
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
A Isus im reče, ja sam hleb života, koji meni dolazi neće ogladniti i koji mene veruje neće nikad ožedniti.
Let us bow our heads.
Ajde da pognemo glave.
Our heavenly Father,
Oče,
by your grace we came on this place
milosti, na ovo mesto,
because we want to approach the throne of thy grace.
Želimo pristupiti prestolu milosti.
And we believe that you know about us here
i verujemo da znaš o nama ovde,
because we want to worship thy holy name.
Jer želimo proslaviti tvoje sveto ime.
And we want to commit ourselves into thy mighty hands.
I želimo se predati u tvoje moćne ruke.
And we pray to thee, our Father,
i mi se molimo tebi, Oče,
reveal for us thy word, Lord.
Otkri nama svoju reč.
We need our daily bread for our souls.
Mi trebamo dnevni hleb za naše duše.
That we can really recognize the food you gave us for this day.
Da možemo zaista prepoznati hranu koju si nama dao za ovaj dan.
Because we want to stay with thee, Lord.
Jer želimo ostati sa tobom, Gospode.
And don't want to run from Paul to Peter.
I ne želimo trčati od grede do stuba.
But we want to stay at your feet, Lord.
Ali želimo ostati kod tvojih nog.
And you speak to us.
I ti govori nama.
Quicken thy word for us, Lord.
Oživi svoju reč nama.
And bless thy children, Lord.
I blagoslovi svoju decu, Gospode.
We all need thee, Lord.
Mi svi trebamo tebe, Gospode.
And we pray it for thy glory in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Za tvoju slavu, tvojom dragocenom imenu, u ime Isusa Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Možete sesti.
Okay. It's very short place of scripture.
Jako kratko mesto u pismu.
But there is many things in it.
Ali ima mnogo stvari u stvari ovde.
The bread of life.
Hleb života.
We know that Jesus is the bread of life.
Znamo da je Isus hleb života.
And we know that Jesus is the Word.
I znamo da je Isus reč.
And before the Word was, there was a thought of God.
A pre nego što je bila reč, bila je misao od Boga.
And then the thought express is the Word of God.
I onda misao izražena je u stvari reč Božja.
But Jesus said here,
ali Isus je ovde rekao,
that he that cometh to me shall never hunger.
Da onaj koji dolazi k meni neće ogladniti.
So when we look into the world,
tako, kada gledamo u svet,
and we have our bread in our countries,
i imamo hleb u našim zemljama,
and we used to eat our bread,
i imamo običaj da jedemo taj hleb,
but we know in our modern condition of the world,
ali znamo u modernim uslovima ovog sveta,
there are many advertisements about the healthy food.
Ima puno reklama o zdravoj ishrani.
So when we eat our normal food,
tako kada jedemo normalnu hranu,
there are a lot of pharmacy staff, they want to tell us that we need to eat it also.
Kažu da ima puno tih farmaceutskih sastojaka koje bi također trebali da jedemo.
Because our normal food didn't contain it in itself.
Normalna hrana navodno ne sadrži sve te stvari.
And from one side it can be truth.
I sa jedne strane to može biti istina.
But from the other side it's business.
A sa druge strane to je opet samo biznis.
So that Jesus said,
tako Isus je rekao,
that the one who will come to me,
da onaj koji dolazi k meni,
shall never hunger.
On neće ogladniti.
But when you use when you try to use some pharmacy pills or some adding of your food,
kada pokušavate pak koristiti neke farmaceutske tablete ili bilo kakve hemikalije,
you find out on yourself that maybe it's not the right one, you must try some others.
Shvatite da možda vam to ne pomaže, pa da treba da probate neke druge tablete.
And you can meet some other man who will sell some maybe better things.
I onda možete možda sresti drugog čovjeka koji prodaje bolje stvari.
And you can try the other ones.
I pokušate drugo.
But yet something your body needs still something.
Ali ipak vaše telo još nešto treba.
But sometimes this stuff is really with it's something inside that is addictive.
Ali u stvari sve te stvari koje uzimate imaju nešto u sebi što je pridodato.
And then you must eat it and eat it and eat it on.
I onda vi stalno morate to da jedete.
And it's not because you are going you are getting better and healthy.
I to nije da bi vi stalno onda postajali zdravi i jači.
But it's only your mental attitude.
Već je to samo mentalno shvatanje.
And that chemical stuff in that adding of the food.
I ta kemikalija koja pridodata toj hrani.
Make some chemical reaction in your body.
Čini neku hemijsku reakciju u vašem telu.
That you still eat it and eat it, and yet you know it's not the right satisfaction.
Da vi imate potrebu to stalno da uzimate, iako nemate pravo zadovoljstvo od toga.
But Jesus told us.
Ali Isus nam je rekao.
That when we will eat the bread He will give us.
Da kada budemo jeli hleb koji nam On daje.
We shall never hunger.
Nikada nećemo gladni.
Oh, if we really find out the right food,
ako nađemo zaista pravu hranu,
it's not something that you will eat for some time.
To nije nešto što ćete vi jesti samo do određenog vremena.
And then you start thinking, this is right, but this is not right.
I onda počinjete da rasuđujete, ovo je ispravno, ovo nije.
But you can find out.
Već saznajete
that all the vitamins,
da svi vitamini,
it's coming from the word. Into your soul.
Dolaze iz reči u vašu dušu.
And the works that live in you.
I ta duša živi u vama.
And you will not run to some other seller or some other food.
I onda ne idemo do drugog preprodavca za drugu hranu.
Because you have the right one.
Jer mi ste našli pravo.
So, and we, I want to a little bit emphasize one thing.
Želim malo da naglasim jednu stvar.
What the message really is.
Ta poruka zaista jeste.
We know when Israel came out from Egypt.
Mi znamo da kada je Izrael izašao iz Egipta.
That when they was traveling through the wilderness.
Dok su putovali pustinjom.
God gave them the food from heaven.
Bog im je dao hranu sa neba.
And when it fell down, they didn't know what it is.
I kada je to palo dole, oni nisu znali šta to jeste.
And they asked one the other, man who?
I oni su govorili jedan drugome, man who?
It means what it is.
Što znači, u stvari, šta to je?
So they call it manna.
Tako oni su to nazvali manom.
And they eat it and eat it.
Oni su to jeli i jeli.
But there it was one problem with the manna.
Ali jedan problem je bio sa manom.
The manna was only for one day.
Mana je bila samo za jedan dan.
Because on the other day it was rotten.
Jer drugog dana to je istrulilo.
So there was need to take a fresh manna the other day.
Tako trebalo je sljedećeg dana uzeti svežu manu.
But what is really this message? Is the manna from heaven?
Ali šta je zaista ova poruka? Je li to mana sa neba?
Because if we know the message only like the manna from heaven.
Jer ako mi ovu poruku poznajemo samo kao manu sa neba.
Then we will wait for some other food.
Onda mi moramo čekati na drugu hranu.
Because we will think, okay, that is really from the God.
Jer mislit ćemo, dobro, u redu, to je zaista od Boga.
About what, but the prophet went away from 50 years ago.
Ali prorok je otišao pre 50 godina.
And if the people really didn't come to Jesus for the bread.
If the people
didn't come to Jesus.
Ako ljudi nisu zaista došli Isusu za hleb.
If they didn't recognize that it is the bread from heaven that giveth the life to the world.
Ako nisu prepoznali da je to hleb sa neba koji daje život.
If they didn't recognize it,
ako to nisu prepoznali,
they are looking for something else.
Oni traže još nešto pored toga.
And they want a new message.
I oni traže novu poruku.
Because they think, okay, this is the message when it came from heaven.
Jer oni kažu, dobro, ova je poruka koja je došla sa neba.
But we have a different day today.
Ali danas živimo u drugom danu.
But it is not so.
Ali to nije baš tako.
Because this is the last message.
Jer ovo je posljednja poruka.
Maybe I will read one short quote.
Možda ću čitati jedan kratak izvod.
Now this is, there is only one thing can happen.
Sada može se desiti samo jedna stvar.
There has to be a message at the end time.
Mora biti poruka u posljednjem vremenu.
When there is nothing else can follow it.
Kada ništa drugo ne može slijediti iza toga.
Oh, if it is the last message.
Tako, ako je to posljednja poruka.
So we don't wait some other.
Mi ne čekamo drugu.
But we have to approach the right way.
Ali moramo pristupiti na pravi način.
We can open the book of Joshua.
Ako otvorimo knjigu Jošue.
In the chapter 5, fifth chapter.
U petoj glavi.
There is said when Israel came through the Jordan on the other side.
Rečeno je da je Izrael došao sa druge strane Jordana.
Maybe I will read from the verse 10.
Možda ću čitati od 10. stiha.
No, not verse 9.
U stvari od 9. stiha bolje reći.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from of you, wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day.
Tada reče Gospod Isusu, danas skidoh s vas sramotu misirsku i prozva se ono mesto Galgal do današnjega dana.
We know that they were circumcised there.
Znamo da su oni bili obrezani tamo.
And we know that circumcision is the type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
I znamo da je obrezanje tip krštenja Svetim Duhom.
And when they were circumcised,
i kada su oni bili obrezani,
we can read on.
Možemo nastaviti čitati.
And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month even in the plains of Jericho.
I sinovi Izraelevi, stojeći u okolu u Galgalu, slaviše Pasku 14. dana onoga mjeseca u veče u polju Jerihonskom.
And they did eat of the old corn of the land, and on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day.
I sutradan posle Paske jedoše od žita one zemlje, hlebove, presne i zrna pržena isti dan.
And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
I presta mana sutradan, pošto jedoše žita one zemlje i već više ne imaše mane sinovi Izraelevi, nego jedoše od roda zemlje Hananske one godine.
So we know that when they traveled through the wilderness,
tako razumemo kako su prolazili kroz pustinju,
God gave them food from heaven.
Bog im je dao hranu sa neba.
But the purpose was not to stay on the wilderness.
Ali svrha nije bila ostati u pustinji.
The purpose was to bring them into the promised land.
Svrha je da bi oni došli u obećanu zemlju.
But to come really into the promised land.
Ali da bi došli u obećanu zemlju.
They needed to be circumcised.
Oni su trebali biti obrezani.
They needed to cross the Jordan.
Oni su trebali proći kroz Jordan.
And then they came to the promised land.
I onda su došli u obećanu zemlju.
And they had food from their new land.
I onda su imali hranu iz nove zemlje.
And that food was not the other day rotten.
I ta hrana nije istrulila sljedeći dan.
But you could use it. You can make a meal from the days and days, a long time. You could use it.
Ali vi ste mogli napraviti obrok, napraviti hranu i mogli ste to koristiti više dana.
The same is with our message.
Tako isto je sa porukom.
I read somewhere that they find out in the Egypt a corn from the time of Joseph.
Čitao sam negdje da su ljudi našli pšenicu, odnosno kukuricu?
I don't know, some corn.
Znači, našli su ili kukuruz ili pšenicu još iz vremena Josipova.
And it still was good.
I još uvijek je bilo dobro.
It was possible to put into ground and it could bring up.
Mogli ste to posaditi u zemlju i ono bi donelo rod.
So we know what is the food from the land.
Tako, mi znamo šta je šta su rodovi zemlje.
So it means that our message cannot be old.
Tako, razumemo da naša poruka ne može zastareti.
Till our body will be changed, we still will eat the same manna.
Sve dok se naša tela ne preobraze, mi ćemo jesti tu istu hranu, di manu.
I used the picture about manna, but that food we have now.
Ne manu, nego onu hranu koju imamo sada, rodovi nove zemlje.
Because in that word is power to change our body and to take us back to our Father.
U toj reči je sila za transformaciju našeg tela, da nas uzme nazad naše moći.
Oh, I hope that we believe that.
Nadam se da verujemo to.
So we don't need to find some better food somewhere.
Tako, nama ne treba nalaziti neku bolju hranu negde.
And we can really find a rest.
I možemo zaista naći počinak.
But the problem is,
ali problem je,
the lot of people are not really circumcised.
Da mnogi ljudi stvari zaista nisu obrezani.
So that their approach is not the right one.
Tako, njihov pristup nije pravi.
Because this reproach of Egypt is still on them.
Jer sramota Egipta je još uvijek na njima.
But if we really come with open hearts,
ali ako dolazimo otvorenog srca,
and we put ourselves on the God's altar,
i stavimo sebe na Božji oltar,
the holy fire,
da sveta vatra
can burn the world out from us,
izgoreti napolje svet iz nas,
and then we can really recognize,
onda možemo zaista prepoznati,
that the messenger,
da glasnik,
brought us into the presence of the King.
Nas je doveo u prisustvo kralja.
So we really have the bread from Lord Jesus.
Zato zaista imamo hleb od Gospoda Isusa.
We know that by eating we can go to the tighter fellowship with our Father.
Znamo da kroz jelo možemo ući u jedno blisko zajedništvo sa našim Ocem.
And we know that also by eating we can go far away from him.
I također kroz jelo možemo otići jako daleko od njega.
It depends what we eat.
Zavisi čime se hranimo.
We know when they took from the wrong tree.
Znamo da kada su uzeli od pogrešnog drveta,
they was cast out from the headquarter on the earth.
Oni su bili izgnani od tog glavnog štaba sa zemlje.
We know that the Garden of Eden, it was headquarter of God.
Znamo da u stvari Edenski vrt bio glavni štab.
So it depends what we eat.
Tako zavisi sve šta jedemo.
What is our meat? What do we eat?
Šta je naša hrana, šta mi jedemo?
In the Gospel of John,
u Jovanovom evanđelju,
in the fourth chapter,
u četvrtoj glavi,
when Jesus met the woman at the well,
kada je Isus sreo ženu kod studenca,
and his disciples came to him,
i njegovi učenici su došli do njega,
and they brought some food for him.
I oni su doneli neku hranu za njega.
And in the verse 32 it said,
32. stihu kaže se,
but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of.
A on im reče, ja imam jelo da jedem za one koje vi ne znate.
So Jesus had some special food.
Tako, Isus je imao posebnu hranu.
And in 34 he said,
i u 34. stihu
Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
A on im reče, jelo je moje da izvršim volju onoga koji me je poslao i da svršim njegov posao.
So Jesus had the revelation of the will of God.
Tako, Isus je imao otkrivenje volje Božje.
He knew why all his work, what he do.
On je znao sve šta Bog želi da učini sa svojom rečom.
Because he came to do the will of Father.
Jer on je došao da izvrši volju Očevu.
And that was his food.
I to je bila njegova hrana.
And in the book of Ephesians,
Efežanima,
in the 1:9,
u prvoj glavi, 9. stih,
Paul said, having made known unto us the mystery of his will,
kaže, pokazavši nam tajnu volje svoje,
according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself,
po ugodnosti svoju koju napred pokaza u njemu,
that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Za uredbu izvršetka vremena da se sve sastavi u Kristu, što je na nebesima i na zemlji u njemu.
We know when Jesus was on the earth,
mi znamo da kada je Isus bio na zemlji,
and his disciples followed him,
i njegovi učenici su ga sledili,
and they observed him and watched him,
i oni su ga posmatrali,
and they followed him with doing what he did,
i sledili su ga čineći ono što je on činio,
and once they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray,
i u jednom trenutku su ga zamolili, Gospode, nauči nas da se molimo.
And Lord Jesus told them the prayer we know.
I Gospod Isus im je rekao za molitvu koju mi znamo.
And there he said in the prayer,
i onda u molitvi on je rekao,
let thy will be done.
Neka tvoja volja bude.
On the earth as it is in heaven.
Na zemlji kao što je na nebu.
So they prayed.
Tako oni su se molili.
And we do also.
I mi se također molimo.
So, and when Jesus himself prayed,
I kada se Isus sam molio,
he prayed, Father, I fulfill thy will.
On je rekao, Oče, ja sam ispunio tvoju volju.
The work you gave me to do, I did it.
Reč koju si mi dao da učinim, ja sam učinio.
Because he knew what is the will of God.
Jer on je znao šta je volja Božja.
And he fulfilled it all.
I on je sve ispunio.
For that time when he was on the earth.
Ono vreme dok je bio na zemlji.
And now we are praying.
I sada mi se molimo.
Our Heavenly Father,
naš nebeski Oče,
hallowed be thy name.
Neka bude sveto tvoje ime.
Thy kingdom come.
Tvoje carstvo neka.
Thy will be done.
Tvoja volja neka bude.
And we are praying.
I mi se molimo.
But when we pray, we need to believe.
Ali kada se molimo, moramo verovati.
And when we really pray with the faith,
i kada se molimo sa verom,
and we are really walking with Jesus,
i stvarno hodamo sa Isusom,
and eating the bread from the promised land,
jedemo hleb sa iz obećane zemlje,
oh, then we are really more and more satisfied.
Onda smo sve više i više zadovoljeni,
because we can more and more see the will of God.
Jer sve više možemo videti volju Božju.
Because that seven thunders which utter their voices,
sedam gromova koji su pustili svoje glasove,
reveal the new name of God.
Otkrili su novo ime Božje.
And who can know it?
I ko može znati to?
Only that one God wants to reveal.
Oni, samo oni kojima je dato da bude otkriveno.
And many people want to find some new name.
I mnogi ljudi žele da nađu neko posebno novo ime.
They want to know, oh, now it is not Jesus, what is it now?
Oni kažu, pa dobro, ono sad nije Isus, ko je to sad ime?
And people who really didn't come to Jesus to eat the bread from him.
I ljudi koji nisu zaista došli do Isusa da jedu hleb od njega.
They didn't have a real rest.
Oni nemaju stvarni počinak.
Because they don't eat the right food.
Jer ne jedu pravu hranu.
Because they still want to see or know something new.
Jer žele još uvek da vide nešto i da nauče nešto novo.
But it don't go deeper.
I ono ne ide dublje dole.
Because when they approach the message,
jer kada pristupaju poruci,
oh, they are not very patient.
Oni nisu strpljivi dovoljno.
They want to have some power.
Oni žele neku silu.
But the power is coming with the word.
Ali sila dolazi kroz reč.
Because when you eat the word,
jer dok jedete reč,
it's similar like when you eat your food.
To je isto tako kao kada jedete hranu.
If you eat some light bread.
Ako jedete neki lagani hleb,
try and go to forest to take an axe and work there one day.
Pokušajte ići u šumu sa sekirom da radite nešto tako.
You will be weak, you will not be happy. Able to do.
Neće biti u stanju da uradite ništa.
But if you eat the good bread,
ali ako jedete dobar hleb,
you have enough power.
Imaćete dovoljnu snagu.
You can work.
Da možete raditi.
And the same is the word.
I tako isto je sa rečju.
If God reveals you his word.
Ako vam Bog otkrije svoju reč.
And his will.
I svoju volju.
Oh, you are more and more satisfied.
Vi ste sve više zadovoljeni.
With eating the bread.
Jedeći hran.
And you have power.
I imate silu.
To resist all enemies.
Da se suprotstavite svim neprijateljima.
To resist all all spirits.
Da se suprotstavite svim palim duhovima.
Because you know what the devil do?
Jer vi znate šta đavo čini?
He observed what when Jesus came on the earth.
On je posmatrao, gledao šta je Isus činio dok je bio na zemlji.
And he wanted to deceive him.
I on je želeo da ga prevari.
And he do the same today.
I on čini to isto i danas.
But Jesus was the word which became flesh.
Ali Isus je bio reč koja je postala telo.
And now he brought us the open book.
I sad on nam je doneo otvorenu knjigu.
The word of God revealed.
Reč Božju otkrivenu.
To eat it.
Da bi jeli to.
To have a revelation.
Da imamo otkrivenje.
To really have a power from the word.
Da stvarno crpimo silu iz reči.
To be really circumcised.
Da budemo stvarno obrezani.
To really eat the food from the promised land.
Da stvarno jedemo hranu sa iz obećane zemlje.
I will read from Seven Church Ages
book.
I wonder if we are sufficiently impressed with the word in our midst.
Pitam se, da li smo dovoljno pod utiskom sa rečju u našoj sredini.
Let me give you a thought here.
Želim da vam dam jednu misao ovdje.
How do we pray?
Kako se molimo?
We pray in Jesus' name, doesn't we?
Mi se molimo u Isusovo ime, je li tako?
Every prayer is in his name.
Svaka molitva je u njegovom imenu.
Or there is any answer.
Ili nema nikakvog odgovora.
Yet in John, first John 5:14, we are told.
Ipak u 1. Jovanovoj 5. glavi 14. stih rečeno nam je.
This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will.
Ovo je pouzdanje koje imamo u njemu, da kada molimo nešto po njegovoj volji.
He hears us.
On nas čuje.
And if we know that he hears us.
I kada znamo da nas on čuje.
Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
Šta god da molimo, mi znamo da primamo ono što smo molili od njega.
Now we ask.
Sada mi se pitamo.
What is the will of God?
Šta je volja Božja?
There is only one way to know his will.
Ima samo jedan način da znate njegovu volju.
And that is by the word of God.
I to je po reči Božjoj.
Lamentation 3:37.
Plaš Jeremin kaže u 3. glavi 37.
Who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not?
Ko je onaj da reče i da se izvrši kada Gospod to nije zapovedio?
There it is.
Tu je to.
If it isn't in the word, you can't have it.
Ako to nije u reči, vi to ne možete imati.
So we can't ask unless it's in the word.
Ako ne možemo moliti za nešto osim ako je to unutar reči.
And we can't petition or ask unless it is in his name.
I ne možemo zahtevati ili tražiti jedino u njegovo ime.
There it is again.
Ovdje je to ponovo.
Jesus,
Isus,
the name,
ime,
is the word,
je reč,
will,
volja.
You can't separate God and the word.
Ne možete odvojiti Boga i njegovu reč.
They are one.
Oni su jedno.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
So God revealed his own will to us.
Kako Bog nam otkriva svoju vlastitu volju.
Like Paul told us.
Kao što nam je Pavle rekao.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Otkrivajući nam tajnu njegove volje.
You know when Paul was in the third heaven.
Znate kada je Pavle bio na trećem nebu?
He heard some words there.
On je čuo neke reči tamo.
And he couldn't tell it.
I on to nije mogao izgovoriti.
And John had the same experience.
Jovan imao isto iskustvo.
He heard something.
On je čuo nešto.
When the thunders uttered their voices.
I kada su gromovi pustili svoje glasove.
And he wanted to write it down.
I on je to želeo zapisati.
But they were said to him, don't write it.
Ali tamo je bilo rečeno, nemoj to zapisati.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
Ali u danima glasa sedmog anđela.
The mystery of God shall be finished.
Božje
revealed.
Završena.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if we really recognize.
Tako ako mi stvarno prepoznajemo.
That William Branham is the seventh angel.
Da je William Branham sedmi glasnik.
And when that seventh angel was on the earth.
I kada je sedmi anđel bio na zemlji.
This mighty angel from Revelation 10:1.
Taj moćni anđel iz Otkrivenja 10:1.
Came down.
On je sišao dole.
With open book.
Sa otvorenom knjigom.
And now we can really recognize.
I sada mi zaista možemo prepoznati.
What kind of bread we can eat now?
Kakvu vrstu hleba možemo sada jesti?
Because let's look on ourselves what we are doing.
Hajde pogledamo na same sebe, šta činimo?
We are gathered together every Sunday.
Mi smo skupljeni zajedno svake nedelje.
And we pray, we sing the songs.
I mi se molimo i pevamo pesme.
We preach the word, we listen the word.
Propovedamo reč, slušamo reč.
What is the purpose of all of that?
Šta je svrha svega toga?
How long we will do that?
Koliko dugo ćemo to činiti?
Why God wants to do from us to do that?
Zašto Bog od nas traži te stvari?
There is a purpose in that.
Postoji svrha u tome.
He revealed his will.
On je otkrio svoju volju.
The food, the meat for Jesus was to do the will of Father.
Hrana, to što je Isus trebao da radi, jeste bila da izvrši volju Božju.
When we can see by grace of God.
Kada možemo videti milošću Božjom.
The will of God revealed.
Volju Božju otkrivenu.
And we can eat the bread.
Jedemo hleb.
Then we start more and more recognize the purpose why we are here.
Onda sve više prepoznajemo svrhu po kojoj smo.
You know, we can take the message.
Znate, možemo uzeti poruku.
Like it's already happened.
Kao što se već dešavalo.
And we can make a lot of doctrines from that.
I možemo napraviti puno doktrine od toga.
Who has right?
Ko je u pravu?
And everyone wants to say we believe the brother Branham is the messenger.
I svako od nas reći mi vjerujemo da je brat Branham glasni.
And they are really zealot to emphasize some special things in the message.
I mnogi su jako revnosni da istaknu neke posebne delove u poruci.
And wants to bring people to do something quickly.
I žele dovesti ljude do toga da nešto brzo urade.
It's a sign that it's not right then.
I to je samo znak da nešto nije u redu.
Because my Lord did everything for me.
Jer moj Gospod je sve učinio već za mene.
It's not that I must do something quickly.
To nije da ja nešto brzo moram da uradim.
I can rest in the work what he did for me.
Ja mogu počivati u reči u onome što on učinio za mene.
You know, only when we can really rest.
Jer znate, samo kada možemo zaista počivati,
then we can learn more.
Onda možemo učiti više.
You know, if you studied something maybe on school or somewhere.
Jer znate, ako ste možda studirali nešto, izučavali u školi.
When you was tired, there was very hard to do something.
Teško ste mogli uopšte nešto primiti u sebi.
You must be rest.
Morate biti odmor.
To have a fresh mind.
Morate imati svež um.
And it's very interesting that God make one day for people to rest.
Zanimljivo je da je Bog učinio jedan dan za ljude da bi se odmarali.
It was the seventh day.
Bio sedmi dan.
And we know that people do that, try to have make the day a holy day.
I znate, mnogi ljudi pokušavaju da učini jedan dan svetim danom.
We have in our language Sunday, it's nedjela, it means don't work.
U našem jeziku, na slovačkom, nedjelja znači ne delovati, ne raditi.
In Russian language, it means resurrection.
To znači u stvari uskrsnuće.
And maybe on some other languages it's some other things.
U nekom drugom jeziku je to znači nešto treće.
But we know that and we can know by the scripture that the seventh day it's the Sabbath, not the Sunday.
A kroz pismo u stvari mi saznajemo da sedmi dan u stvari je Šabat, ne nedjelja.
But yet it's not some special holy day from our week days.
Ali to nije u stvari jedan poseban dan iz te nedjelje od sedam dana.
Because it's the shadow of the real rest.
Već je to senka pravog odmora.
We know that on the beginning when God created everything one day after another.
Mi znamo da na početku kada je Bog stvarao sve stvari jednu za drugom.
The seventh day he rested from all of his works.
Sedmog dana on je počivao od svih svojih dela.
Ah, it's good.
I rekao je, dobro je.
And he sanctified that day.
I on je posvetio taj dan.
To make it a holy day.
Da ga učini svetim danom.
To really rest.
Da stvarno odmara.
But I thought short time ago,
ali pre nekog vremena ja sam razmišljao,
when Jesus was on the earth,
kada Isus bio na zemlji,
did he rest it or he worked?
Da li on odmarao ili je radio?
He said, my father worked till today, I work also.
I on je rekao, moj otac radi do danas i ja radim također.
So what is really the rest?
Tako, šta je stvarno odmor ili počinak?
And Brother Branham told us,
i Brat Branham nam je rekao,
that if we are still going by or according the older order,
ako idemo još uvek okolo po starom poretku,
we are going from the first day to the seventh day,
idemo od prvog dana do sedmog dana,
and then we go again from the first day to the seventh day,
i onda opet od prvog dana do sedmog dana.
So we had the rest in the seventh day,
iako imamo odmor u sedmom danu,
but did we really learn in the rest with God what to do the next?
Da li smo stvarno naučili u tom odmoru sa Bogom šta da učinimo dalje?
Brother Branham told us only when we hit the eighth one, the eighth day.
Brother Branham rekao jedino kada dođemo do osmog dana,
then something will change.
Onda će se nešto promeniti.
Then we come into the real eternity.
Onda dolazimo u pravu večnost.
Oh, but we are still in the body.
Iako smo još uvek u telu.
Remember that you are still in the body.
Sjetite se, mi smo još uvek u telu.
But inside you recognize.
Ali unutar vas vi prepoznajete.
You met with eternity.
Vi ste sreli večnost.
Oh, and it's the eighth day.
To je osmi dan.
That's the really the day.
To je stvarno taj dan.
That's not some station.
To nije samo jedna stanica.
Like the millennium is only a station into eternity.
Kao što je milenijum samo jedna stanica do večnosti.
Some people hit millennium.
Neki ljudi dođu do milenijuma.
Because they find out something from the scripture.
Jer su našli nešto u pismu.
That the seventh seal finish the ushering of a millennium.
Da sedma pečat u stvari završava uvod u milenijum.
And they are willing to believe that the seventh seal is open.
I oni su spremni da veruju da je sedma pečat otvorena.
So they are looking where the millennium is.
I oni traže gdje li je milenijum.
But the millennium is only the seventh day of this old order.
Ali milenijum je samo sedmi dan starog poretka.
And we need to meet eternity.
Ali mi moramo sresti večnost.
Not some station.
Ne samo jednu stanicu.
But really to meet our king.
Već da sretnemo kralja.
The Melchizedek.
Melchizedek.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
So Jesus had the revelation of the will of the Father.
Isus je imao otkrivenje volje očeve.
And that's why he could work.
I zato je on mogao da radi.
And he didn't work his own act or own work.
I on nije radio svoj vlastiti posao.
He did the will of the Father.
On je činio volju očeve.
And what is with us now?
Šta je sa nama sad?
If we really approach to him,
da li stvarno pristupamo njemu?
The leader of the last day,
vođa posljednjeg dana,
Joshua, the great holy person,
taj veliki ili ta velika sveta osoba,
this El Elah Elohim,
taj El Elah Elohim.
If we really approach to him,
ako stvarno pristupamo njemu,
that last and that the leader of the last day,
taj vođa posljednjeg dana,
we must come to Gilgal.
Mi moramo doći do Gilgala ili Galgala.
And there is really circumcision there.
I tamo je jedno obrezanje.
And then we really can find the rest.
I onda stvarno možemo naći počinak.
Because the old desires from our heart,
jer stare žene našeg srca,
was circumcised.
Su obrezane.
You have a new desire.
Imate nove žene.
We don't meet then to show that we are better than some others.
Ne dolazimo da bi pokazali da smo bolji od drugih ljudi.
We are coming here to worship our Father.
Mi dolazimo ovdje da proslavljamo našeg Oca.
And we ask him for to bless us the daily bread.
I mi tražimo da blagoslovi dnevni hleb.
That we really can eat.
Da stvarno možemo ga uzeti jesti.
And not be hungry again.
I da ne budemo ponovo gladni.
But to recognize.
Već da prepoznamo.
You know when Elijah ate the bread from the angel.
Kada Ilija jeo hleb anđela od angela.
He went all the way to meet God.
I išao svo vreme tamo da bi se sreo sa Bogom.
Oh, and he met there God.
I on je tamo sreo Boga.
And the same food we have.
I ista hrana koju mi imamo.
But we really need to be circumcised.
Ali zaista moramo biti obrezani.
And then we can eat the food from the land.
Onda možemo jesti hranu iz zemlje.
And then we know better.
I onda znamo bolje.
It's not that I read that Brother Branham said this, and what do you say about that?
To nije da može neko od nas da kaže, ja sam čitao da je brat Branham rekao ovo, a šta ti kažeš na to?
And maybe some clever minister can tell you.
I možda neki pametan propovednik vam može reći.
Remember, all the prophets till Jesus, all the prophets after Jesus made mistakes.
Znajte, svi proroci do Isusa i posle Isusa su pravili greške.
So if there are some mistakes,
tako ako ima tu nekih grešaka,
who can know what is mistake and what is not mistake?
Ko će znati šta je greška, a šta nije greška?
How you can have a faith then by that work?
Kako možeš imati veru onda u tu reč?
Did you really approach to Jesus?
Da li si stvarno pristupio Isusu?
Did you take from him, from the mighty angel, the open book?
Da li si stvarno uzeo od njega, od moćnog anđela, tu otvorenu knjigu?
Or you follow some man?
Ili slediš nekog čovjeka?
Why, when we are coming together,
kada dolazimo zajedno,
what do we want to follow?
Koga mi sledimo?
What do we want to show?
Šta želimo da predstavimo?
Why did God gave us the message?
Zašto nam je Bog dao poruku?
To show that we are a better group of people like some others?
Da bi nam pokazao da smo bolja grupa ljudi od nekih ostalih?
Or that we are more clever ministers like some others?
Da smo pametniji propovednici od drugih?
No.
Ne.
We don't need to be a great ministers.
Mi ne treba da budemo veći propovednici.
We need to eat the bread.
Mi treba da jedemo hleb.
To know the will of Father,
da prepoznajemo volju Očevu,
and to fulfill the will for this day.
I da ispunimo volju za ovaj dan.
But Jesus told us,
ali Isus nam je rekao,
how you can have a faith when you find that to be glorified one from the other.
Isus je rekao, kako možete imati vere kada želite jedan drugoga da proslavljate?
I don't use the proper word in English, but you know what I try to quote, but I translate from Slovak to English.
Pokušao sam da prevedem u stvari taj citat iz slovačkog.
So what we are really looking for?
Šta mi u stvari zaista tražimo?
Did we really came to Jesus to eat the bread from him?
Da li smo zaista došli do Isusa da jedemo hleb od njega?
If we really do it that,
ako to zaista činimo,
you will not be interesting for some special new revelation from the message.
Ne treba vam neko specijalno novo otkrivenje iz poruke.
Oh, you must quickly this do or to confess this thing.
Neko kaže, moraš brzo da ispovedaš ovo ili da uradiš onu stvar.
You must this not.
Ispovedati, confess.
You must confess that you believe this that way or that way.
Moraš da ispovedaš da veruješ ovo ili ono.
Oh, it's not that way. It's not the law.
To nije zakon.
You know, the law brings the fear.
Znate, zakon donosi strah.
But when Jesus revealed himself, he said, Shalom.
Ali kada Isus sebe otkrio, on je rekao, Shalom.
And he had patience with his disciples.
I on imao strpljenja sa svojim učenicima.
Some of them was not very fast to believe.
Neki nisu bili brzi da veruju odmah.
But he has patience with that.
Ali on imao strpljenja sa njima.
He revealed himself again.
On se sam sebe ponovo otkrio.
And he said to Thomas, Thomas, come here.
I rekao je Tomi, Tomo, dođi ovamo.
Look, that's me.
Pogledaj, ovo sam ja.
It was not do quickly this.
To nije bilo da mu se kaže, učini brzo ovo.
Let's look what is taking place.
Pogledajmo šta se u stvari dešava.
If we can see some new doctrine.
Ako možemo vidjeti neku novu doktrinu.
It's something from the message.
To je nešto iz poruke.
Like devil quoted Bible to Jesus.
Kao što je i đavo citirao Bibliju Isusu.
But it was not on the right place.
Ali to nije bilo na pravom mjestu.
It was not for the right season.
To nije bilo za pravi trenutak.
It was not the right person.
I to nije bila prava osoba.
That was the word of God.
To je bila reč Božja.
But it was perverted.
Ali to je bilo izopačeno.
And Jesus recognized.
Isus je to prepoznao.
Because he was the manifestation of the word.
On je bio manifestacija reči.
The will of God was manifested.
Volja Božja je bila manifestovana.
And he could recognize that it's not the right thing which the devil told him.
I on je mogao da prepozna da to nije bila prava stvar koju je đavo stvari rekao njemu.
And Brother Branham told us that in the first age,
da u prvom dobu,
the disciples of the Paul,
učenici apostola Pavla,
when some others came and preached to them some other gospel,
kada su neki drugi došli i donali drugo evanđelje,
they can look at them to their eyes,
oni su mogli da im gledaju oči,
and they can say they plainly, you are false ones,
oni su mogli da kažu lako, vi ste lažni,
because you don't preach what Paul preached to us,
jer ne propovedati ono što je apostol Pavle nama propovedao.
Oh, and what is with this disciples of the last angel?
A šta je sa učenicima koji su učenici posljednjeg anđela ili glasnika?
Whose disciples we are then?
Koji su to učenici u stvari?
If we are really the disciples of Jesus,
ako smo mi zaista učenici Isusovi,
and we eat the bread from the seventh angel,
jedemo hleb od sedmog anđela,
which God gave us,
kojemu je Bog dao, odnosno nama,
then we will do the same.
Onda ćemo činiti isto.
Because we will not be interesting for some special baked bread.
Jer znamo da ima interesovanja za posebno pečeni hleb.
We have the right one from our Lord.
Ali mi imamo pravi od Gospoda.
And we don't fear.
I mi se ne bojimo.
We can wait.
Možemo čekati.
Because if we was quickened by the word which God gave us,
ako smo oživljeni rečju koju nam je Bog dao,
and we was really circumcised,
i ako smo zaista bili obrezani,
it means that we are sealed by the Holy Ghost.
To znači da smo bili zapečaćeni Svetim Duhom.
Nothing can happen. We must go and God will take his own.
Ništa se neće loše dogoditi. Jednostavno, Bog će nas jednom uzeti jer mi smo njegovi.
Maybe I will use one example from Old Testament.
Želim uzeti jedan primjer iz Starog Zaveta.
When there was a king, he wanted to find out a new queen.
Tamo je bio kralj koji je želio da nađe novu kraljicu.
And there was a lot of virgins took to approach the king.
Tamo je bilo mnogo devojaka koje su trebali da pristupe kralju.
And one of them was queen.
I samo jedna od njih treba da bude kraljica.
And all of them wanted to be the one.
I svaka je htjela da bude ta kraljica.
But the real one.
Ali prava.
You know, all of them did something special.
Znate, svaka od tih devojaka je učinila nešto posebno i drugačije.
To make themselves more attractive.
Da bi bile više privlačne po kraju.
But the one.
Ali jedna.
Of them.
Od njih.
Did only what how was the name of the man?
Hegai.
He did only the commandment of the Hegai and took the things which he gave her.
Jedna je učinila po zapovesti sluge koji se zvao Hegai i uradila tačno ono što je on rekao.
Because she was queen.
Jer ona je bila kraljica.
She didn't need to make herself queen.
Ona nije trebala sebe da načini kraljicom.
Because the queen, the bride of Christ, is chosen before the foundation of the world.
Kristova je izabrana pre postanka sveta. Amen.
And that's the mystery which is taking place now.
I to je tajna koja se sada odigrava.
That all which was in Christ,
da sve što je bilo u Kristu,
was poured into the bride.
Je izliveno u nevestu.
And that's why the message was given to us.
I zato je poruka nama dana.
To eat the bread.
Da jedemo hleb.
To drink from it.
Da from povlačimo it. Od njega.
And not be hungry, not be thirsty anymore.
I da ne budemo gladni i žedni više.
Here is the secret of this.
Ovdje je tajna toga.
The word is in the bride.
Reč je u nevesti.
As it was in marriage.
Kao što je bilo u Mariji.
The bride has the mind of Christ.
Nevesta ima Hristo.
For she knows what he wants done with the word.
Jer ona zna šta on želi da bude učinjeno s rečju.
She performs the commandment of the word.
Ona izvršava zapovesti reči.
In his name.
U njegovo ime.
For she has thus says the Lord.
Jer ona ima tako govori Gospod.
Then the word is quickened by the Spirit and it comes to pass.
I onda je reč oživljena duhom i onda ona se izvršava.
Like a seed that is planted and
water it,
it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose.
Kao seme koje je posađeno i navodnjeno i onda dolazi u punu zrelost da služi svoje svrsi.
Those in the bride do only his will.
Oni koji su nevesti čine samo njegovu volju.
No one can make them do otherwise.
Niko ih ne može natjerati da rade drugačije.
They have, thus says the Lord.
Oni imaju, tako govori Gospod.
Or they keep still.
Ili oni ostaju tihi.
They know that it has to be God in them doing the works.
Oni znaju da to mora biti Bog u njima koji čini dela.
Fulfilling his own work.
Koji ispunjava svoju vlastitu reč.
He did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry, so now he works in and through the bride.
On nije završio svoj posao dok je bio u svojoj zemaljskoj službi, tako da on sada čini kroz svoju nevestu.
She knows that.
Ona to zna.
For if for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do.
Jer nije bilo vreme još za njega da čini određene stvari koje mora sada da učini.
But he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this special time.
Ali on će izvršiti kroz svoju nevestu posao koji je ostavio za ovo specifično vreme.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the purpose why we are gathering together.
To je svrha zašto smo mi zajedno okupljeni.
That's the purpose why we are praying.
To je svrha zbog čega se molimo.
What we are expecting?
Šta iščekujemo?
Something is growing inside.
Nešto raste u nama.
Because we came to him.
Jer mi smo došli do njega.
Because the messenger brought us into the presence of King.
Jer glasnik nas je doveo u prisustvo Božje, kralja.
And that's why we can have a bread.
I zato možemo jesti hleb.
It's not the manna which will be rotten the next day.
To nije mana koja će istruliti sljedeći dan.
Oh, it's the real bread.
To je pravi hleb.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, on one place Jesus told his disciples.
Na jednom mjestu zate Isus je rekao svojim učenicima.
It's Matthew 16.
To je u Matejevom evanđelju 16. glava.
You know, he multiplied the bread.
Zate on je umnožio hleb.
And a lot of people ate that bread.
I mnogi ljudi su jeli taj hleb.
And then in the 16:6.
U 16. glavi Matejevog evanđelja 6. stih.
And then Jesus said unto them.
A Isus im reče.
Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
Čuvajte se kvasa farisejskoga i sadukejskog.
And they didn't understand.
I oni nisu razumeli.
And in the verse 12 it said.
A u 12. stihu se kaže.
Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Tada razumeše da ne reče kvasa hlebnoga da se čuvaju, nego nauke farisejske i sadukejske.
Oh, so there is really some leaven in bread.
Tako, postoji kvasac u hlebu.
And it's not the right bread then.
I onda to nije taj pravi hleb.
Because we need unleavened bread.
Jer mi trebamo beskvasni hleb.
And that's the real one.
I to je taj pravi.
Where I have this message? No. Yeah, this one. Praise the Lord. No leaven among you.
Propoved jedino Božje mjesto određeno za proslavljanje. Kaže ovako, nema kvasa među vama.
Just the word only.
Samo reč.
Seated in heavenly places.
Posađeni na nebeskim mestima.
In the door where he put his name, Christ Jesus.
U vratima gdje on postavlja svoje ime, Krista Isusa.
No leaven among you.
Nema kvasa među vama.
That brings the entire fullness of the Godhead bodily among you.
I to dovodi punu puninu božanstva telesno među vas.
Couldn't do it in the Luther's age.
To nije moglo da se desi Luterovo doba.
Couldn't do it in the Wesley's age.
To nije moglo da se desi u Wesleyovo doba.
Couldn't do it in the Pentecostal age.
To nije moglo da se desi u Pentecostalno doba.
But in the day when the Son of Man will be manifested, revealed.
Ali u danima kada će Sin čovječi biti manifestovan ili otkriven.
Brought back the church together with the entire deity of God among his people.
Doveo crkvu nazad. Zajedno sa punim božanstvom Boga među svojim ljudima.
Showing the same visible signs.
Pokazujući iste vidljive znake.
Manifesting himself.
Manifestujući sebe.
Like he did in the beginning.
Kao što je činio u početku.
When he was manifested on the earth.
Kada je bio manifestovan na zemlji.
In a form of prophet God.
U obliku proroka Boga.
No lema leaven among us.
Nema kvasa među vama.
Maybe you know the vision Brother Branham had in maybe 1962, I think.
Sećate se vizije koju imao Brat Branham, ja mislim negde 62. godine.
If I don't mistake, it's in the Paradox of God.
Ako ne grešim, to je propovedi paradoks Boži.
And Brother Branham saw that he is standing on the map of Palestine.
I Brat Branham je video kako stoji kod Palestine.
And he looked back.
I on se okrenuo,
and he said, two-thirds of the way was behind us.
I kaže da dve trećine puta je bilo već iza nas.
And he was standing at the Jordan.
I on je stajao kod Jordana.
And he looked across the Jordan on the other side into the promised land.
Preko Jordana sa druge strane u obećanu zemlju.
And he said, praise the Lord, all the promises are laying there.
I on je rekao, slava Gospodu, obećanje je tamo.
And it was before the opening of the seals.
To je bilo pre otvaranje pečata.
And we believe that he brought us through the Jordan like Joshua did.
Mi verujemo da nas je on doveo do Jordana kao Isus Navin ili Joshua.
The message could make on us the real circumcision.
I da poruka je mogla da učini na nama to pravo obrezanje.
To give us the real to be born again.
Da nam da da budemo stvarno na novo rođeni.
Not from the word of Luther or Wesley or Pentecostals.
Ne kroz reč Luterana, Wesleyana i Pentecostala.
But from the true word of God.
Kroz pravu reč Božju.
The perfect word of God which came to us.
Savršenu reč Božju koja nam je došla.
We can be born again.
Možemo biti na novo rođeni.
And then on the other side.
A onda sa druge strane.
Oh, there was a very strange thing.
Tamo su bile jako čudne stvari.
There was some serpent there.
Tamo je bila neka zmija.
Oh, there was very dangerous.
I to je bilo jako opasno.
And there was said to Brother Branham.
I bilo rečeno bratu Branhamu.
It's the 1 Corinthians 5, I think.
To je, ja mislim, u 1. Korinčanima, 5. glava.
Seven and eight verse.
To je 7. i 8. stih.
You know, he prayed what it means.
Znate, on se molio i tražio da zna šta to znači.
And God gave him this word.
I Bog mu je dao ove reči.
It's 5, 7, 8. Purge out therefore the old leaven.
Očistite dakle stari kvasac.
That he may be a new lump.
Da budete novo testo.
As you are an unleavened.
Kao što ste presni.
For even Christ our Passover is sanctified for us.
Jer i Pascha naša zaklase za nas, Hrist.
Therefore let us keep the feast not with the old leaven.
Zato da praznujemo ne u starome kvascu.
Neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness.
Ni u kvasu pakosti i lukavstva,
but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Nego u presnome hlebu čistote i istine.
You know, Brother Branham prayed, what can I do to help the man who is with me, the brother?
Znate, Brother Branham se molio da sazna šta da uradi sa jednim čovjekom koji je bio sa njim.
Because that mamba, that very dangerous serpent there.
Jer tamo je bila jedna opasna zmija.
He wanted to bite him.
Ta zmija je htjela da ga ujede.
And when Brother Branham prayed, it was told to him, you must be more sincere.
Kada se Brother Branham molio, bilo mu je rečeno, moraš biti više iskren.
But what it means to be more sincere?
Ali šta to znači biti više iskren?
To have unleavened bread.
Imati beskvasan hleb.
You know, people wants to really fulfill everything what they know.
Znate, ljudi žele da ispune sve o čemu znaju.
And they want to be sincere one to the other.
I oni žele biti iskreni.
Which is good.
Što je dobro.
But we need to be more sincere with God.
Ali želimo biti više iskreni sa Bogom, ne samo sa Bogom.
With the revealed word.
Sa otkrivenom reči.
Because only that way we can have a power over the snake there.
Jer samo na taj način možemo imati silu nad zmijom tamo.
Brother Branham said, I don't like to touch the feeling of a man. Or harm or hit the feeling of man.
Ne želi da oseti dodir čovjeka.
But I better hit feelings of a man than the feelings of God. Nie rád ranie ľudské pocity, ale radšej ranie ľudské pocity ako Božie.
A v stvari, on je rekao da on nerado ranjava ľudské osjećanja, ali radi ranjava ľudské osjećanja nego Božje.
So we can, if we eat the bread from Jesus,
ako jedemo hleb od Isusa,
oh, we don't want to harm some of brothers or sisters.
Mi ne želimo nikog povrediti od braća i sestara.
But we must recognize the spirit,
prepoznati duha,
which is working in us,
koji deluje kroz nas.
If it is the Holy Spirit,
da li je to Sveti Duh?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
But God can work only through body.
Ali Bog može delovati samo kroz telo.
And all other spirit needs body.
I svaki drugi duh treba telo.
So let us approach the Joshua.
Tako, ajde da pristupimo Joshua.
And he has the really sharp knife.
I on ima stvarno oštar nož.
To make the right circumcision.
Da napravi pravo obrezanje.
And let our hearts really be circumcised.
I da naša srca budu zaista obrezana.
Because we must recognize,
jer moramo prepoznati,
the important things which is given to be fulfilled.
Te važne stvari koje su dane da budu ispunjene.
Because all believers which went on the other side,
jer svi vernici koji su otišli na drugu stranu,
can do nothing more now for God.
Ne mogu više ništa da učine za Boga.
They rest there.
Oni odmaraju tamo.
They make their run, they did their work.
Oni su učinili, izvršili svoj posao.
But they are waiting on the last ones.
Oni čekaju na posljednje.
Because the last ones must do something.
Posljednji treba također nešto da učini.
To bring the work to the end.
Da dovrše delo do kraja.
But it's not the work of a man.
Ali to nije delo čovjeka.
It's the Christ himself in his bride.
To je Krist sam u njegovoj nevesti.
Doing the work.
Koji čini delo.
But he needs the body of his bride.
I on treba telo svoje nevesti.
Because she is him.
Jer ona je on.
And she knows that.
I ona to zna.
Because she united with her head.
Zato što ona ujedinjena sa svojom glavom.
And that's why no other can tell her something different.
Zato niko drugi ne može ništa reći drugačije od reči.
Because she will obey no one, only Jesus.
Jer ona neće nikoga poslušati, već samo Isusa.
The revealed word.
Otkrivenu reč.
Because she knows her husband, the revealed word, like prophet told us.
Ona poznaje svog muža koji je otkrivena reč.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
So let us approach now.
Ajde da pristupimo sada.
To Joshua.
Ka Joshua.
The leader of these last days.
Vođi posljednjem dan.
Which came to us.
Koji došao do nas.
The mighty Elohim.
Taj moćni Elohim.
Which only one, the captain of the horse of the heavens.
Horse of heavens. Yeah. Znači jedini koji u stvari vođa nebeskog voja. No?
He could show Joshua how to win the Jericho.
On je pokazao Joshua kako može da da pridobije Jericho.
Because they met together.
Zato što su se oni sreli.
And by believing the message,
verujući poruku,
you can meet the same one which Joshua met there.
Možete sresti isto koga je Joshua sreo.
And then it was the secret for Joshua.
I onda to je bila tajna za Joshua.
And then it is secret for you.
I to je tajna za vas.
It's something in the message.
To je nešto u poruci.
Like, you know, it's many times it mentioned between the lines.
Znate, kao što često puta rečeno, to je između redova.
I like it also.
Ja to također volim.
But you must remember that it is line up and line down.
Ali morate se setiti, i postoji red gore.
Something
i dole,
is between.
Nešto je između.
But what is between cannot go higher than the higher line and down than the lower line.
Nešto što je između ne može ići višlje nego što je ovaj gornji red i ne može ići niže nego što je donji red.
It's what is between the lines.
To je ono što je između linija.
Like Brother Branham said, we will, you will fly in the unknown.
Kao što Brother Branham kaže, vi ste leteti u nepoznato.
Yeah, but that unknown is in this message.
Ali to nepoznato je unutar poruke.
It's not some new doctrine.
To nije nova doktrina.
It's in the message.
To je unutar poruke.
For us it's unknown.
Za nas možda je to nepoznato.
The rider on the white horse.
Ona jakaš na belom konju.
The chief Indian leader.
Taj poglavica Indijanac.
He cried with a loud voice.
On je vikao jakim glasom.
Junior, I show you what you must do.
Junior,
Jackson.
Junior, ja sam ti pokazao šta treba da učiniš.
And when he looked,
i kada je pogledao,
the same race of the horse was there.
Taj isti konj je bio tamo.
So it is very easy.
Tako jako jednostavno.
Stay in the word.
Ostanite u reči.
There is a power like in the white horse.
Tamo ima sila kao u belom konju.
And what did that brother Junior?
I šta je učinio taj brat Junior?
Junior means also the younger.
Junior znači mlađi.
So we are younger than brother Branham.
Mi smo mlađi nego što je brat Branham.
To stay in the same word.
Da ostanimo u istoj reči.
Don't turn back to some church.
Nemojte se okretati ka nekoj crkvi.
Or some doctrine, or some doctrine or leaven of some Sadducees or Pharisees.
Ka nekom učenju ili kvasu fariseja i sadukeja.
Because when he turned the horse back.
Jer kada je okrenuo konja nazad.
Because his wife was waiting there.
Jer njegova žena je tamo čekala.
And he went down from the horse.
I kada je sišao dole sa konja.
The horse disappeared.
Konje nestao.
So, but it's very easy.
Tako jako jednostavno.
If you really obey the voice of the prophet.
Ako zaista poslušate glas proroka.
And the voice of the prophet.
A glas proroka je.
Don't want us to follow him.
On ne želi da mi sledimo njega.
But he want us to follow our Lord.
Već on želi da mi sledimo našeg Gospoda.
You know that Brother Branham don't want us to follow him?
Znate da brat Branham nije želeo da mi sledimo njega?
It's the last quote.
To je posljednji citat ili izvod.
There was one brother from his own church.
Tamo je bio jedan brat u njegovoj vlastitoj crkvi.
And he has a dream that he wanted to find a way to the heaven.
I on je sanjao da želi naći put do neba.
And he told the dream to Brother Branham then.
I on je rekao san bratu Branhamu.
It's in the message present stage of our ministry.
To je u propovedi sadašnja faza moje službe.
And that brother met one man and another man and they told him to go to the other one, go to the other one.
I taj brat je sreo jednog drugog brata, još jednog, i oni su mu rekli da ide kod nekog drugog opet.
Because he asked about the way to heaven.
Jer on je tražio put za nebo.
And when he came to the last one, which was Brother Branham.
I kada je došao do posljednjeg, što je bio brat Branham.
Brother Branham said, I got him by the arm.
Brat Branham kaže, ja sam ga uhvatio za ruku.
And led him on up till I got top of the hill.
I poveo sam ga gore sve dok sam se popeo na vrh brda.
And there was a wilderness to go through.
I tamo je bila divljina kroz koju sam trebao da prođem.
And I said, Tony,
ja sam rekao, Tony,
I must leave you here.
Ja moram da te ostavim ovdje.
And you must walk some of these by yourself.
I ti moraš ići jedan deo puta sam.
He said, Brother Branham, what can I do from here on?
A on je rekao, brate Branhame, šta mogu činiti odavde pa nadalje?
Come here, Tony.
Ja sam rekao, dođe vamo, Tony.
Look down here, there.
Pogledaj dole.
You see them barefooted tracks with blood in them?
Da li vidiš ove krvave stope sa krvlju u njima?
I said, that's what I follow all the way.
To je ono što sam ja sledio svo vreme.
Just stay on that.
Samo ostani na tome.
You know, we recognize the ministry of Brother Branham.
A da mi prepoznajemo službu brata Branhama.
But he brought us into the presence of the Lord, of the King.
Doveo u prisustvo velikog kralja.
Of our Lord.
Našeg Gospoda.
And then from him.
Tako od njega.
We can have a revelation.
Možemo primiti otkrivenje.
Of the will.
Volje.
Let thy will be done.
Neka tvoja volja bude.
On the earth.
Na zemlji.
Like as it is in, it is in heaven. So also in this earth the will of God has to be fulfilled.
U ovoj zemlji mora biti reč volja Božja ispunjena.
It's not that, oh, now I believed, now oh, the rapture already took place. I only need to leave my body. It's not that way.
Neki ljudi misle uznesenje već se desilo, samo moram da napustim ovo telo.
Oh,
okay, da.
Oh, we can see the will fulfilled in heaven.
Mi možemo vidjeti volju ispunjenu na nebu.
We can have the revelation of the will of God.
Možemo imati otkrivenje volje Božje.
But the will of God has to be fulfilled also in this earth.
Ali volja Božja mora biti ispunjena u ovoj zemlji također.
When Jesus was on the earth,
kada je Isus bio na zemlji,
and he had special food,
i on imao posebnu hranu,
and the food, the meat, was to do the will of the Father.
Ta hrana je bila da vrši volju Oca.
And what it was?
I šta je to bilo?
To go on the Calvary.
Da ide na Golgotu.
To die there.
Da umre tamo.
To give his life, his blood.
Da da svoj život, svoju krv.
To purchase his own.
Otkupi svoju vlastitu ili vlastite.
No one knew the mystery, the secret of the will of God.
Niko nije znao tajnu, misteriju, volje Božje.
And now, like we read,
i kao što smo čitali,
we know the secret.
Mi znamo tajnu.
The word is in the bride.
Je reč u nebeski.
Oh, but the many people can read what the prophet preached.
Ali mnogi ljudi mogu čitati što je prorok propovedao.
But in the time of Jesus, it was not so easy.
Ali u vreme Isusa to nije bilo tako jednostavno.
Because they knew many prophecies.
Jer oni su znali mnoga proročanstva.
But they didn't expect that it is the time.
Ali oni nisu očekivali da je baš sada to vreme.
They didn't believe that he is the man.
Oni nisu verovali da je on taj čovjek.
A lot of things he preached, they said, that's right.
A mnoge stvari koje on propovedao, oni su rekli, to je istina.
But he is not the right person.
Ali on nije ta osoba.
But Jesus knew better.
Ali Isus je znao bolje.
And he fulfilled the will of God.
On je ispunio volju Božju.
But let's imagine.
Ali zamislimo.
If there would be more people with the revelation like Jesus was.
Ako bi ovdje bilo sada više ljudi sa otkrivenjem kao što je Isus imao.
And they would come to Jesus.
I oni bi došli do Isusa.
And they would they like the prophets from the time of Elijah,
kao proroci u vreme Ilije,
they would say, what do you want to say? Like they said, we know what will happen. We know that your master will be taken up to heaven.
Kao su oni rekli, mi znamo šta će se desiti, Eliseju. Mi znamo da će tvoj gospodar biti uzet na nebo.
But yet they didn't follow the Elijah.
Ali ipak oni nisu sledili Iliju.
It was only intellectual faith.
To je samo bila intelektualna vera.
And Elisha said, I know also, I know.
I Elisha je rekao, ja znam također.
Leave it for yourself.
Ali ostavite to.
I know also.
Ja također.
But he followed him.
Ali Elisha je sledio Ilija.
So let's imagine if similar people would be in Jesus' time.
Ako zamislim, ako bi slični ljudi bili u Isusovo vreme.
And they would take the prophecy, the mind of God revealed.
I oni bi uzeli proročanstva, um Božji koji je otkriven.
Because the Lamb of God was crucified, was killed before the foundation of the world in the mind of God.
Jer jagnje Božje je bilo ubijeno, odnosno razapeto, pre postanka sveta u umu Božjim.
And they would come to Jesus with that revelation.
I oni bi došli Isusu sa tim otkrivenjem.
And they would tell him.
I oni bi mu rekli.
Oh, what are you doing?
Šta radiš?
You don't need a door to go to Calvary.
Ne moraš ići na Golgotu.
It's already happened.
To se već desilo.
We know the revelation of the might of God.
Mi znamo otkrivenje uma Božje.
Yeah, that is true.
Da, to je istina.
But Jesus knew that the will of God has to be fulfilled on the earth.
Ali Isus je znao da volja Božja mora biti ispunjena na zemlji.
And the same is happening now.
Ista stvar se dešava sada.
Because we can read.
Jer mi možemo čitati.
We can learn.
Možemo naučiti.
We can have a special gift to present the word.
Možemo imati poseban dar da predstavimo reč.
Like one brother said.
Kao što jedan brat kaže.
About one minister.
Za jednog propovednika.
If that minister would take the telephone book.
Ako bi propovednik uzeo telefon
and read from the telephone book,
i čitao iz imenika, telefonskog imenika,
oh, the people would be how to say in a povzbuđeni,
they would be
encouraged, they would be happy, they would saw that it's something special.
Kada bi on čitao čak iz telefonskog imenika, ljudi bi bili toliko uzbuđeni misleći da on kaže nešto posebno.
But what did he really speak?
Ali šta on stvarno govori?
Jesus said, be careful what are you listening.
Isus je rekao, pazite kako slušate.
In every age is the same emphasis. Who has ears, let him hear.
U svakom dobu je isti naglasak. Ko ima uši, neka čuje.
And what we should hear?
A šta bi mi trebali čuti?
The message of the day.
Poruku ovog dana.
And really eat the bread from
I
Jesus.
I stvarno jedemo hleb od njega.
So let us approach.
Tako, da pristupimo.
To our Joshua now.
Našem Joshua.
And he has the sharp knife.
I on ima oštar nož.
And if you came out from Egypt.
I ako ste izašli iz Egipta.
And you was following the leader.
I vi sledite tog vođu.
From the beginning it was only law for you maybe.
Od početka to bio možda samo gospod za vas.
It was you must do that and you cannot do that.
Odnosno zakon za vas kao ja moram uraditi ovo, moram uraditi ono.
But when you follow it a little bit longer.
Ali kada sledite to malo duže.
Then the leader is changed.
Odjednom taj vođa se promenio.
It's not anymore law.
To više nije zakon.
It's grace.
To je milost.
Joshua, the new ministry.
Joshua, nova služba.
Bring you
dovodi vas
to Gilgal,
do Gilgala,
to give you really the right circumcision,
da vam da pravo obrezanje,
and bring you to the other side of the Jordan.
Dovede na drugu stranu Jordana.
And if you are really sincere with the revealed word,
da dovede vas do toga da budete zaista iskreni sa otkrivenom rečju.
You have power about the old serpent there.
Onda imate vlast nad starom zmijom.
Because he wants to come into the headquarter.
Jer on želi doći do glavnog štaba.
But now the bride can recognize.
Ali sada nevesta može prepoznati.
Because she united.
Jer ona je
is united jedina. With her head.
Sa svojom glavom.
Let us stand up
Ajde
now.
Da ustanemo.
You yourself know how you are following your leader, the revealed word.
Da sledite vašeg vođu što je otkrivena reč.
Do you still searching something new?
Da li još uvek tražite nešto novo?
Or did you recognize the bloody footsteps?
Da li ste prepoznali krvave stope, tragove?
And you follow it?
I vi to sledite.
Because it's your Lord leading you.
Gospod koji vas vodi.
Because the world
jer svet
see me no more.
Ga više neće biti.
But you will see me.
Ali vi ćete ga vidjeti.
Do you want to see the Lord Jesus?
Da li želite da vidite Gospoda Isusa?
Let us bow our heads now.
Ajde da pognemo glave sada.
Lord Jesus,
Gospode Isuse,
by thy grace we are here on this place.
Od tvoje milosti mi smo na ovom mestu.
There could be say a lot of words.
Mogli bi da kažemo još mnoge reči.
But one word from you to hearts of thy children.
Ali jedna reč od tebe srcima tvoje dece.
Can do more than all we can do.
Može učiniti mnogo više nego sve naše reči.
So we pray to thee, Heavenly Father.
Mi se molimo tebi, nebeski Oče.
Because we want to see thy will be done also on the earth.
Jer želimo da vidimo također tvoju volju ispunjenu na ovoj zemlji.
And Lord, you know all the hearts of thy people.
I Gospode, ti znaš sva srca tvojih ljudi.
Let thy word is sharp knife now.
Neka tvoja reč bude sada oštar nož.
And circumcise from us all the world desires.
I obreži nas od svih svetskih želja.
Because we want really to follow you.
Jer želimo zaista slediti tebe.
Where nothing can follow.
Gde ništa ne može slediti.
Only you permit to follow you.
Samo onima kojima ti dozvoljavaš da.
Because no one can come to thee, Lord.
Jer niko ne može doći k tebi, Gospode.
Only the one who Father can draw.
One, samo oni kojima je Otac dozvolio i
pozvao. And Lord, now when we are in thy presence.
I sada, Gospode, u tvojoj prisutnosti.
We pray, Lord, draw by your revealed word.
I mi te molimo, Oče, pozovi nas otkrivenom rečju.
Thy children,
tvoju decu.
Let really this day can be Gilgal for some.
Neka ovaj dan zaista bude Gilgal za neke.
Let it can really be the meat, you Lord.
Da to zaista bude hrana, ti.
The real bread.
Pravi hleb.
Not the manna which can be rotten.
Ne mana koja može istruliti.
But the bread which can take us from the world.
Već hleb koji nas može uzeti dalje od sveta.
Bless my brothers and sisters, Lord.
Blagoslovi moji braći i sestre, Gospode.
And help us to be satisfied with the bread.
Pomozi nam da budemo zadovoljeni sa hlebom.
You gave us.
Koji si nam ti dao.
And give us the grow more and more.
I daj da uzrastemo više i više.
Let thy will can be revealed for us more and more, Lord.
Neka tvoja volja bude otkrivena nama više i više.
Because we pray, Heavenly Father.
Jer mi se molimo, nebeski Oče.
Let thy holy name will be hallowed.
Neka tvoje sveto ime bude proslavljeno.
And let thy will be done.
I neka tvoja volja bude ispunjena.
On the earth.
Na zemlji.
Like it is in heaven.
Kao što je na nebu.
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Mi se molimo u ime Isusa Hrista.
And you know all the hearts.
I ti znaš sva srca.
And we pray also for the other meetings.
I molimo se i za druge službe koje slede.
Lord, bless my brothers.
Gospode, blagoslovi moji braću.
Who will stand and serve by thy word.
Koji stoje i služe sa tvojom.
Let it be for thy glory.
Neka to bude za tvoju slavu.
And benefit of thy children, Lord.
I za dobrobit tvoje dece, Gospode.
Let we can really be fed by thy food.
Da možemo zaista biti nahranjeni tvojom hranom.
Because we want to be used by you.
Ja želimo biti upotrebljeni od tebe.
According thy will, Lord.
Prema tvojoj voli, Gospode.
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Se molimo u ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
God bless you all.
Neka vas Gospod sve blagoslovi.
Yeah, I can give you a word.
Amen. Slava Gospodu. Amen. Nadam se da ste uspeli nekako. You can be seated, okay? Can be seated. Možete sjesti. Nadam se da ste uspeli da uhvatite onu misao koju brat imao.
Amen.
Govoreći o hlebu koji ne propada. Govoreći u stvari o hlebu koji bi mi trebali da poznajemo kao naš hleb. I da bi trebali u stvari sami da vidimo koji hleb jedemo. Gledajući na to kako se ponašamo, da li tražimo još nešto više i da li stvarno se odmaramo u onome što dobijamo od Boga. Ima puno tipova koje je brat dodirnuo i možda nije mogao da uđe dublje u to, ali kao što je rekao, ono što nije rekao, neka bi Sveti Duh dopunio. Da? Tako teško reći u jednoj službi. Brat Dušan je već dugo godina i moji prijatelji i jedan brat koga znam kao jednog revnosnog radnika, preveo puno propovedi na slovački jezik i titlovao, odnosno sinhronizovao na kasetama. I ja znam da on voli ovu poruku, možda u nekim stvarima ušao malo dublje nego što neki čak razumeju sada u ovom trenutku i u neke vizije koje brat Branham imao i tako dalje. Ali htio da naglasi koliko je važno da sretnemo u ovoj poruci Isusa Hrista. Isusa Hrista. Da to bude jedan napredan susret, da se ne vrtimo više kao u starim ciklusima, nego da uđemo u jedan večni dan koji se zove novi dan, jel da, kao što kaže tamo u Hebrejima, da ima još jedan novi dan gdje ulazimo u počinak i onda imamo mir. Tako, nadam se da ste uspjeli da uhvatite nešto za početak. Uvijek su prve službe najteže. I brat Dušan imao težak zadatak da uzme tu prvu službu. Ali neka ga Bog blagoslovi. So I want to thank everyone and I just emphasize some things brother Dušan told. Like he was preaching about eating a bread which actually is eternal. We are not in cycles like before, but we came into something which has no beginning, no end. And actually our own life should show what we are eating and are we resting in this message or are we seeking some new light or some new things which we think can maybe satisfy us. But many times actually he mentioned, maybe I'm not so familiar to some, but I hope you could take the main thought he has just to meet Jesus in this message really as a person who can reveal himself to you personally. So may God bless you. We can sing a song maybe at the end, and then we will dismiss from this service, and we will have a free time until maybe 11 o'clock, not too much longer, but just to have some order, you know, for the beginning. We will say maybe some more things tomorrow about this, but they asked me if we could, even if you play some table tennis or anything you do, just don't stay too long. Don't forget things you heard about the world, you know. Sometimes people take too much time with other things and they forgot the service, they forgot the good things from the world. And even maybe to be an example for these people who are looking at us, and they see actually us as Christians and never see me, saw maybe something like that. We want to present a right picture, you know, before them. And just to be more on the road, meditate on the road, you know. Many things, like Jesus said, we don't understand now, but the Holy Spirit brings the revelation after. But it's important to stay in these thoughts after the service also, and be in prayer and just think about this. Tako, završit ćemo ovu službu sa još jednom pesmom i onda ćemo raspustiti ovaj skup. Možda možemo još imati slobodno vreme, ali kažem, ne previše dugo. Možda tako do 11 sati. Zamolili su me, čak i ako igramo stoni tenis ili tako nešto, oni ne bi htjeli da to bude baš jako, jako dugo, do iza ponoći. I onda smo nekako našli nekih 11 sati da je nekako pristojno vreme. Ali ne bi volio da iskoristite vreme posle službi samo za neku igru i zabavu, nego da i naši razgovori i sve što radimo bude vezano za reč. Jer je jako važno da ostajemo sa rečju i posle službi, da otkrivenje dođe Svetim Duhom, čak o stvarima koje sada nismo mogli možda da razumemo najbolje. Tako, brate Farku, možemo jednu pesmu da pevamo zajedno.
Odlučio sam da sledim Hrista, a ne me. Službe su završene, neka mir Boži bude sa svima vama. Amen.